Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim on Klach of Hay, and we did Simen Beis. And one of the 2 points we have to clarify before we go on to Simen Gimel, the Chayodim tells us if a person started the Shmonesre in a form of Heter, means he had no need to go to the bathroom, even though an urge develops, he's allowed to continue Shmonesre. And we said it would be a case where that's, if necessary, he could even abridge the brachas to allow him to finish Shmonesre as opposed to interrupting in the middle. So what level of urge are we talking about? So when we mentioned in the introduction, we mentioned there's a level of urge which that person has over the Isra Bal Teshaksu, that it's a very strong urge. Obviously there's a level of an urge which is so strong the person cannot control himself, he has to run to the bathroom. There's a level of urge, there's a strong urge where a person can control it. And then there's a level of an urge which a person cannot withhold it for the time it takes to walk a parsa, which is 72 minutes, but he can hold it for quite some time. So what are we talking about over here? So the Ramah says in a case where it's reached the level of Bal Teshaksu, so that means that the urge is very imminent, even though he can control it, then he has to interrupt the Shmonesre. Mishmur points out that the Magad Avraham disagrees. The Magad Avraham says, even in a scenario where he's over the Bal Teshaksu is only the Rabbanon. And we mentioned there's a machlokes whether Bal Teshaksu is the Reis or the Rabbanon. So the Magad Avraham is machria that this is Bal Teshaksu is a Rabbanon. And once the person has started Shmonesre in a way which is heter, he is allowed to finish up Shmonesre and be over the Isra Bal Teshaksu because of the covenant of Tefillah, not to interrupt the middle of Tefillah. We're going to, Chazal lifted the Isra Bal Teshaksu and allowed him to finish Shmonesre. And that is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha l'maisa, that even if a person will be over the level of Bal Teshaksu, he's allowed to, in order to finish Shmonesre, not interrupt the middle of Shmonesre. In a scenario where a person does interrupt in the middle of Shmonesre, the urge is so strong that he can't do that. So when he comes back, so what does he have to do? See, if he was Shah Kedei Ligmar Kuloi, if the time it took him to interrupt to use the bathroom, not including the walking to and fro from the bathroom, but just the actual time when he was in a place where he was not allowed to daven, physically not allowed to daven. He was inside of the bathroom and he was leaving himself, washing his hands. So, and that's it. If that time that it took to all of that was the equivalent of the time it would take him to daven Shmonesre normally from beginning to end, Shehi Kareli Merkuloi, so then he has to start over again from the beginning. If not, he starts again from where he left off. Now the question is, does he have to go back to his original place, or can he just daven where he is? So preferably he should go back to the original place where he came from, where he was davening, because that was the makom he was kaveya to meet Hashem. So that's where that's where the makom of the Shekhinah is, and he should go back to the makom of the Shekhinah and continue davening there. He should not daven where he is. Let's say to do that, he would have to pass by people which are davening Shmonesre, and to get back to his original seat. So that would be problematic. So in that situation, he would daven somewhere else. He would finish up davening somewhere else. To go out to the bathroom, because the person has such a strong need, we're going to allow him to go out and pass by people which are davening Shmonesre. Even though we said, even if it would be in a way which halachically would not be allowed normally, for the purpose of exiting to use the bathroom, he's allowed to do that. But in regards to coming back to his seat, we're not going to give him that same heter, and he would have to daven somewhere else. But if he could go back to his seat, the person should go back to the place where he was at to be able to finish off the tefillah. One last point over here, that in a case where a person interrupted and he was in a tzibur, it would be embarrassing for him to go out and to come back. The Rishonim suggests he doesn't have to go back to his seat because of the element of bizoyan, the discomfort of walking around the middle of Shmonesre. So if he just leaves Shmonesre and goes out, people do not notice necessarily that he left the middle of Shmonesre. If he goes back and continues Shmonesre, that would be obvious to people that he interrupted the middle of Shmonesre, which some people might find that embarrassing. So those who argue if that is true, that a person would be mavuyish, this goes under the heter of kavod abrius, which would allow him to daven shemen esrei in a different place and not have to go back to his place to do that. So that's the last point we wanted to say here in Siman Beis. With Hashem, next year we'll start Siman Gimel. Have a good day.